Okay. Did your what is that black stuff, you know, that goes up your chimney?
Soot?
Uh-huh. You ever get any of that stuff on you? It's just like it's
Yeah,
hard to get off.
yeah.
What do you have left after a fire?
Ashes.
What are they, any certain colors?
Usually gray.
Usually gray ash.
Gray and black.
Do you have any white ashes or seen white ashes?
Well, yeah, you get different color ashes from different type of wood you use.
What color do you, would you happen to know, or?
Well, like I say, I usually, it's either hickory or oak. Now, mine's usually gray or dark gray or black, you know.
Okay. What is it that this tape recorder's sitting in?
Case?
No, I mean this.
Oh, you're talking about the chair.
Yeah. Do you have a
folding chair?
Okay. Did you have different kind of chairs in your house? I mean, when you were growing up. I mean, I don't guess you sat up.
Well, yeah, folding chairs. Well, of course, we didn't have many of those. And at home, we had straight back chairs. What we call straight back chair. You know, thinking of your kitchen chair. You know.
What can you describe for me? I've never seen them. I'm a city boy, so I don't know. It's good stuff.
It's just chair, wooden chair with four legs with a padded seat and padded back. Comes up to back, middle of your back, supports your back.
Is it one of those types you can lean back in?
You talking about reclining?
No, I mean, I've seen some of those high back chairs that, you know, they're made so you can...
Just kind of push back with your feet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My grandfather and my grandmother still got them down there, the old high back chairs come west above your head.
Yeah.
And she still got those in her dining room.
Yeah. Those are great, you know, you sit at the table, lean back. Okay. What do you call it? Long pieces of furniture that you probably had in your house, you know, that more than one person can sit in.
Oh, you talking about either a couch or sofa? It's called either one around here. I call it a couch at times, sofa at other times.
What did your dad call it? Or your grandfather?
Couch.
A couch?
Yeah.
Was it usually padded or, you know, stuffed or?
It was padded. And this come from a furniture store. Padded, you know, with cushions in it. They used to, my grandmother, she had two of them, and they were all, they call them hideaway beds. You know, fold up, because when all the family come down to stay, you know, or then they give them
a place to sit. That's big deal, boy. I don't smell kids clean and gone to sit. How about you, Wolf?
Granted, here, most of your old families and all were big families, you know.
Well, I'm going to be in town. I'm going to drop Mama off, and then I'm going to ride on over there.
They were grandmother and grandfather, so they needed the room for sleep them all.
Yeah.
So that's the reason they had them.
What did you call those piece of furniture, you know, like your bedroom or something that had drawers in it? You just put fold-up clothes in and socks.
Dresser?
Did you ever hear your father or your grandmother call anything else?
Grandfather and grandmother, they have shipper robes.
Shipper robes?
That's, you got drawers on one side, and you got on the other side, you've got a door like that opens. You've got a mirror in it, a full-length mirror in it. And they also hang their clothes in there, and then they have the drawers for putting their other clothes in.
Okay.